This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith.
Our next guest is reimagining medical education. As technology advances and as patients and citizens expect more transparency when it comes to healthcare, the systems educating and preparing our doctors also change. Or do they?
Dr. Clay Johnston, Dean of Dell Medical School at the University of Texas at Austin, says that despite all of these developments, medical education remains remarkably unchanged.
We spoke to Dr. Johnston about what they're doing differently at UT Austin and about his vision of accelerating innovation to improve health and reduce inefficiencies in healthcare. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Johnston.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So I understand that since you've been at UT, you've sort of had the goal of creating a new model of medical education with the idea of finding new ways to improve health and reduce inefficiencies in the healthcare system. So let's start there. What is it you think are the shortcomings in the way we educate doctors right now that aren't creating those two things?
Well, I think it's not just in the education system, it's in the entire health system that we're very much focused on what happens in clinics and in the hospital. And we're very focused on the physician part of it, the relationship that, you know, what happens with the physician and the physician's roles, which have been sort of prescribed through the years and through that interview and the exam and all of that. We're not really thinking about the whole system, what happens outside the clinic and hospital, how a patient interprets what it is, the advice that's given, and how health really happens, how outcomes happen, and to really think differently about a system where we could be really disciplined around achieving the best outcomes for patients, having a better experience for patients, and also while doing that, actually, you know, reducing the costs in the healthcare system.
So the idea being that the doctor-patient relationship isn't the only thing that creates a healthy life for a patient. So you mentioned systems. Tell me about the idea of health ecosystems for communities.
Well, first I would say it's not even, I think our current notion is that if a doctor makes the right diagnosis and prescribes, you know, sends a patient out with the right prescription, that's success. And our notion of it is the relationship is actually way more important, how the patient perceives what they learn, how much trust exists in that relationship. So that's one of the other aspects of medicine that needs to change and change the way we train. And then the second is exactly what you're saying about the ecosystem, that the reality is for that script to land, the patient actually has to be able to fill it and to afford it and to fit it into their complex life and to understand why it's important. And all of those aspects are really critical to our success as a health system. And we can't do it by ourselves, right? I mean, there's certain things like patients won't take their meds if they're not stably housed. If the choice is between getting some calories and filling a script, they'll get the calories. So a lot of this stuff isn't just for the healthcare provider, for a physician to worry about. It's really out in the health ecosystem, all the factors that play into whether someone can be healthy or not. Unless we train leaders to be thinking about these things and working on them, we won't move forward in achieving better outcomes. Again, that primarily being manifest in better health.
So why should medical education centers like UT focus on creating those strong health ecosystems? It sounds like, and maybe I'm wrong, but you know, it's partly training doctors to be leaders in creating healthy ecosystems, but I guess the education centers have a role too?
So the way I think of that is, well, yeah, sure, we're providing care, but really what we're trying to do is train the physicians, future physicians, our own medical students, into becoming those leaders. And that does translate to a different kind of curriculum. So whereas for me, it was 2 years of basic science classes, a lot of memorization of facts and that kind of thing, and then a couple of years kind of being a junior doctor in hospitals and clinics, for these guys, we want them to understand better the importance of communications, the importance of systems of care, the economics, design, you know, human-centered design approaches to problems. We want them to work across disciplines. And so we carve out more time for that. We also de-emphasize memorization because the reality is facts are cheap today. It's easy now to get reliable information at your fingertips even through a phone, much more so than it was for my generation starting out, that memorization component is going to become less and less important over time. And so we can reduce the emphasis on that, more on team-based problem solving and other approaches that really reflect how care should be provided.
Yeah, let's dive into that a little bit more, because I think a lot of us, maybe we know someone who's been to medical school, or, you know, maybe we've watched medical dramas on TV, so we have a particular idea of what that means. But you are doing some things that are not traditional that you mentioned. Tell me about some more of those.
Yeah, sure. So we're not alone, but one of the things that we do is we focus on this notion of group problem solving. So we de-emphasize this whole memorization thing. We actually have the groups working in teams, and they stick with a team of five, and they have a physician that works with them in that team. And we give them a complicated case, and they work through it together. And it's not about, you know, showing off one versus the next. It's about how they're supporting each other and looking for facts from each other, and how also they're diving deep into, you know, well, how do you gather information? And then how do you synthesize information? And then how do you make the right decisions? How do you weigh the evidence and make the right decisions? That's a different kind of toolkit than memorizing, you know, the Krebs cycle, which is a biochemical reactions, or memorizing every bone and nerve and muscle in the body. You know, the kinds of tests that we spent a ton of time on when I was a medical student. And the way we were taught that stuff was to try to memorize everything and show off on a test that we could be better than others. Well, that showing off that you're better than others is really not what medicine needs to be about. It needs to be about how we're working together to solve these issues. And the memorization issues, again, as I said before, are less important. That also ends up resonating with adults. You know, adults they're tired of all that memorization stuff. They want to learn around things that matter.
You've mentioned the information flow in the 21st century is changing the way we educate doctors. What else about technology might be changing medical education?
Yeah, so one key change is artificial intelligence. So, you know, we have all this data now that we've been moving to electronic platforms. People need to get more accustomed to those new platforms. And we also have all these techniques for connecting with patients, you know, apps and monitors and devices, and telemedicine being the simple example that we see today, but that'll evolve. All of that's going to change the practice of medicine, but I think artificial intelligence is going to have an even greater impact. So why? Well, artificial intelligence, we've already seen, can do a few things already in isolated areas, as well as, for example, radiologists and pathologists. You know, looking at images and finding things that are really hard to find that radiologists spend a lot of time doing today. Doesn't mean those fields will go away, but they'll evolve and they'll have to adapt and change, and we may not need as many of them in the future as we have today. It'll also change how much emphasis physicians place on gathering data, thinking about data, thinking about knowledge, and putting all that together. And we'll rely more on electronic tools to do that. And then our jobs will become more and more about caring, communications, providing advice, the humanistic aspects.
What is the current thinking about medical students and the need for them to pursue specialties versus primary care? And does this sort of technology and information flow impact that, or are there other things that are impacting that?
Yeah, so great question. We definitely need more primary care physicians. And that need for primary care will continue to increase. I mean, our hope is that we push more and more towards prevention and health promotion so that we don't need as much mop-up care, which is what we do mostly today. But things are going to change. We're going to end up using different types of practitioners to do more and different things. And we're already seeing those changes happening. So whether it's nurse practitioners or pharmacists or social workers who do counseling, those changes have already begun and are likely to accelerate to meet those needs. Technologies also will start to do a little more of primary care. So, you know, if hypertension or diabetes is an issue, we've already seen technologies advising patients about how to change medications, dosing of diabetes, and that's likely to evolve and become even more important going forward. However, as we focus more on populations, the primary care doc's going to become even more critical as the kind of captain of the ship. And then how specialties change, who knows? I mean, I mentioned radiology and pathology may be a little at risk. That's influencing our medical students' decisions even today. Think about how quickly technology is changing and the fact that we're training docs who will be in practice 30 years from now, 40 years from now. The key for us is to train them in a way in which they can adapt to whatever new technologies are thrown at them.
Depending on where you live in this country, there are inequities based on region on what kind of health care you get. You know, in big cities, you can find every kind of specialist, but in rural areas, they struggle to cover the basic needs. It seems to me that some of the things you've just mentioned about the direction of medical education could help address some of these lack of doctors in parts of the country.
Yeah, that's definitely an issue. Particularly, we're already seeing a rise in telemedicine being used to cover rural areas. And in our education systems, we're introducing more and more techniques around use of telemedicine so that our future physicians are very, very comfortable in its use. I think electronic, as we move more electronic data back and forth, that will become easier rather than harder. And that's what we're presuming here in our care delivery systems. We're thinking about, okay, well, they have to come to a large center like ours for some very specialized things, but then we can continue to follow them when they go home and use telemedicine techniques to do that. That's going to be really important for rural healthcare if we want to maintain the same kinds of standards, or at least close to the standards that we get in urban centers.
So just to sum up, obviously you educate new doctors now, but doctors remain in the field for decades. So what are your hopes for the way you're reimagining medical education of doctors, and how do you hope that will change the healthcare system over time?
So we really see the education piece of this as just being one part of what it is we're trying to do. We're interested in thinking about the whole health system and how it could be, should be, better aligned with society's interests. So the health system really ought to deliver health. It ought to be about you being healthier, avoiding surgeries, avoiding procedures, avoiding meds, even if possible. So pushing towards promotion. Also being around achieving the best outcomes for you as possible. Really being disciplined around achieving those outcomes. And also recognizing that we have limited resources, and this is the extreme costs of medicine are hitting everyone, and we need mechanisms to think about how we reduce the waste in our system, and there's plenty of waste in our current system. So we're envisioning a future health system that more effectively uses technologies, uses other practitioners in team-based care, learns constantly from every person that's in the system, and focuses on community as well, and what can happen in the community to address all those needs. That then translates to a different kind of education, but it also translates into new models of healthcare, which we're also working on here as settings for training, but also as the way for people in our region to receive healthcare and benefit from better outcomes and less waste.
Dr. Clay Johnston is Dean of Dell Medical School and Vice President for Medical Affairs at UT Austin.